Okay, we're back on the record. Mr. Bender, do you have another witness or somebody you're going to recall at this time?
Yeah, Your Honor, thank you. We'd like to recall Andrew McGraw.
Okay. And go ahead when you're ready.
Okay, thank you. Mr. McGraw, you were in the room when there were some questions raised with the previous witness relative to reclamation and concerns that might be raised by landowners, some questions about easements, and also contact information for Kinder Morgan. Is that a fair statement?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And let's go through each one of those items. What is Kinder Morgan's policy on surface reclamation as a result of the pipeline installation?
Yes, sir. In a general sense, it's Kinder Morgan's standard practice to scarify the earth, to reduce compaction, and apply a seed mix depending on the landowner's request.
Okay. And what is Kinder Morgan's policy with respect to landowners' concerns relative to productivity of their land after the pipeline is installed?
Kinder Morgan's policy is to address a demonstrable damage due to Kinder Morgan's activities on constructed right-of-way and make reasonable efforts to address those damages.
And with respect to the easements on the Alexander pipeline, to your knowledge, do any of those easements differentiate with respect to whether a transmission line is installed or whether a gathering line is installed?
To my knowledge, those easements do not address a difference between gathering and transmission service of the pipe installed.
And is it your understanding generally that easements typically will deal with size and number of pipes that go into the trench?
That is my understanding, okay. Yes.
And then also, do you have a name, address, and telephone number for a Kinder Morgan contact in the event that a landowner were to have some sort of concern as to Kinder Morgan's activities with respect to the Alexander pipeline?
Yes, I do. And that's the contact that is also issued to all easement holders on the Kinder Morgan system on an annualized basis to ensure that feedback on reclamation issues is communicated and that a sole contact is provided. That person is Ryan Dahl. He's senior right-of-way agent for Kinder Morgan. His contact information is 105 26th Street East, Williston, North Dakota, 58801. And his phone number is 701-774-6110.
And, Your Honor, I don't have any more questions. Just a very, very brief comment. There were some questions about a pumping station and the noise that might come from that pumping station. All I would do is direct the court's, well, the Your Honor's attention to a letter dated August 17th, 2015, to Mr. Darrell Nitschke. And that letter addresses the fact that there won't be any pumping stations installed, and Ms. Cardwell was copied on that letter. So,
is that something that's been docketed? Is that, do you
yes,
know, or?
Yeah, it's docket number 8.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Schmidt?
Just one question for you.
Yes, sir.
Has Kinder Morgan gone out and looked at this pipeline since they've acquired it from Highland?
On many occasions, yes.
And has Kinder Morgan noticed any defects with the reclamation process?
To my knowledge, there was one landowner complaint. It was the same complaint that was addressed the pin flags. Pin flags were issued during the dozens of one calls that are fielded by our group on a daily basis. We make every effort to remove those. Obviously, some do slip through the cracks. I do believe that there was a reclamation, to my understanding, there was a reclamation component to that, and that was addressed. We do, part of our efforts, and I want to reiterate part of our part of our efforts at Kinder Morgan is to be proactive with these reclamation efforts. That's part of the publication of the local contact information. I also have a under my direction a project manager who is solely dedicated to reclamation efforts in North Dakota.
Okay, thank you. Nothing further.
Ms. Cardwell?
Nothing.
Okay. Mr. Bender, is that it for this witness?
Yes, no further questions.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Do you have any other witness testimony?
No further witnesses. Okay.
And I'll just, I don't believe that anybody has showed up since we started, but are there any members of the public who would like to offer any public testimony at this time? Okay, does not appear so. Mr. Bender, do you have a closing argument you'd like to make?
Not necessarily a closing argument, but just a very brief statement. It seems clear to me that the commission has been getting some telephone calls from landowners on this pipeline, and Kinder Morgan prides itself in dealing with landowners, having landowners, being a good neighbor with landowners. And if the commission has received such calls, we think it's important that that sort of information be relayed on to Kinder Morgan. Now, if it hasn't been relayed on to us because the commission didn't have information as the contact with Kinder Morgan, that information is now in their hands. And we are hopeful that that information can be relayed on to Kinder Morgan so that we can address these issues. Kinder Morgan wants nothing more than to do its best in being a good corporate citizen and dealing with the concerns, legitimate concerns of landowners. That's all
I have. Mr. Schmidt, anything to address before we close?
Nothing further, Your Honor.
Okay. And Mr. Bender, you'll submit proposed findings?
Yes, we will.
Okay. I don't believe there were any late filed exhibits that were necessary.
No, Your Honor.
Mr. Schmidt, okay.
No, Your Honor.
All right. Well, with that, we will conclude the public hearing on this matter. Thank you.